Declan, a very exciting 0-0.
It was a good 0-0. You know, we tried our best, they won it. We put everything out there again tonight, as we always do, and we do all season. The players, I thought, at half time really tried to turn the screw, and I thought if there was only one, there was one team going to win the game the longer it went on. But we were positive. Look, apparently what was great tonight again, it might not have had the same attendance as it did on Saturday, but the noise that was made was testimony to the application of the players on the pitch. We're missing a few players ourselves. Everybody will talk about Bo's missing a few, but we were missing a few ourselves tonight. So all in all, listen, it could turn out to be a brilliant point for us. I said to the players 10, 12 weeks ago that if you're going to qualify for Europe, you're not going to qualify for Europe in third place by 10 points or 8 points or 6 points. You're going to qualify for Europe by a point or two or three at max. So we know tonight we would have loved to take 3 points, but it was crucially important that we didn't lose 3 points.
You're glad to see Greg Sloggett back?
Great he was. He was great again. He's a magnificent player. Right? He just covers the ground so well and breaks play up, but also starts so many of our attacks. But I think when you look at the midfield zone tonight, I think it would be very unfair to single any one of them out. I thought Jackie was great. I thought Jack Malone was great. I thought Barry McNamee's getting better as the season evolves. But I think a lot of good performances tonight. For me, I just thought Ali Gilchrist, no one told again tonight, was absolutely magnificent. Kieran Coyle is always an 8 or 9 out of 10. So we were good tonight without being so creative. But listen, we're playing a team sitting in third. We're sitting in fourth. It was a right good ding-dong for an 0-0 match.
Cork next week.
Brilliant, Ty. The games need to come thick and fast. We're looking forward to the game. We also know the Cork are fighting for their lives down there and that, you know, they'll be hurting from the last time we played them in Turner's Cross. So we know it's going to be very difficult. But again, look, I back these boys. I back these boys to the hilt. And I think if we can be anywhere near our best, it's an opportunity, again, for us to grab points. I don't care who we're playing anymore. It doesn't matter who the opposition is. I believe that these boys can beat anybody in this league. I think that we can go to Oriel a week after. I think we can go to wherever we have to go. I don't care. If we keep getting the effort and the commitment that we get from these boys, then we'll be all right.
Ali, a good night's work. You'll be disappointed not to have won the game, but it's a gutsy point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a clean sheet at the end of the day. Bows were decent tonight. I thought we dominated the ball most of the time, though, and looked to play a bit more than them. But no, they were a good side, and we're pretty happy with the point. But obviously, we don't celebrate things like that.
Declan's quite happy with you and Owen as a defensive pairing now.
Yeah, absolutely. Me and Owen have been good this season, I think, and it's been a pleasure playing him so far. Like, he's a young lad, and he's coming on leaps and bounds. He's been great.
The push for Europe's going to be really hard. Declan reckons it'll be 2-3 points maybe of a gap between third and fourth.
Yeah, he said that to us, and I think it's going to be tight. Three good teams in the race for it, and you know it's going to be exciting for everyone watching on, but hopefully we can push on and get it.
You're playing against a very good Bows team tonight, and there were moments where both teams cancelled each other out, but it was a really good game despite the fact there were no goals. For me, Derry seemed to have created more of the chances.
Yeah, I think we might have edged it with chances, but you know, they are a good side and we have to give them credit. Every time we've played them this season, it's been tough. But we back ourselves as well, and hopefully we can push on now to Cork next week.